السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Tonight in the 30th juz of the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences with in Surah Naba, أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that about what are they asking one another. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to elaborate the question with regards to the Akhirah, the year after, the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular juz, many, many surahs of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes, confirms the day of judgment, life after death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in this surah the day of judgment as Yawmul Fasl, the day of decision, the day in which decisions will be made, the day in which the trumpet will be blown, people will rise up in groups, and some people will be taken into Jahannam. And this Jahannam, one of the qualities of Jahannam is that it is lying in wait. It is actually eagerly awaiting for those who are rebellious. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the gardens of Jannah are awaiting those who are righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that our life in this world is temporary, the fact that we are accountable for every single action, and that death is inevitable. In this particular juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls to reflect the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread out the earth. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا. The earth has been spread out. The mountains have been placed as pegs in this world. The night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the night for the purposes of rest. And the day is in order to pursue a livelihood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sun and its brightness, about the night as a cover for the day or for the sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, for example, the time of dawn. And all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the points is that Allah who created all of these things, what is it difficult for Allah then to bring back and resurrect man? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a contrast between two groups, those who are righteous and the qualities of the righteous. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they give charity, they perform their prayers and their salah with sincerity, and they purify their souls. And the reward for this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them gardens in Jannah. Allah will grant them shade in this Jannah. And the nature of Jannah is that there will be peace, tranquility. And ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with His pleasure. The pleasure of Allah is greater than even Jannah itself. And then on the other hand, those who were wicked, their qualities were that they denied the truth, they were arrogant, they neglected their salah, they indulged in sin. And what will be the consequence of this is that there will be regret and remorse, there will be punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they ultimately will earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala protect us. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about the nations of the past. Mention is made of the Aad, of the Thamud, of Ashabul Fil, of the people of the elephant. And the lesson that we take from this is, no matter how powerful, you know, individuals may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command prevails. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more powerful than all these individuals. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, for example, rectifying the heart and rectifying one's character. In Surah Adiyat, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the nature of insan. Innal insana lihubbil wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadeed. That the nature of insan is that he loves worldly wealth, he loves the things of this world. Particular with regards to this surah, if perhaps we can spend a moment or two. In this surah, Allah takes a qasam on the horses of war. And if we look at war in those days, then we find one of the aspects of war is that they would have these horses of war who were known for their loyalty. that the master would give the horse a little bit of fodder and a little bit of water and some shelter. And yet the remarkable aspect of these horses, and Allah takes an oath on these horses, that they go into the thick of the battle, and they are witnessing other horses being speared and collapsing to the ground. But despite that, they listen to the call of the master. And if the master gives them a command to get into the thick of the battle, then this horse is prepared to take the risk and sacrifice its life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding man that, oh insan, when this horse is given some little bit of fodder and drink, it's prepared to sacrifice its life. I who am your Malik and your Razik and your Khalik and your Creator, and everything that you have is from me. But yet, insan, you are not prepared to sacrifice your evil desires for my pleasure. May Allah Ta'ala give us that himmat and courage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this juz speaks about backbiting, speaks about mockery, speaks about those individuals who neglect the orphan and the needy and the poor. From this we understand that iman is not only about our beliefs, but rather iman also demands character, demands compassion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these qualities, inshallah. We will break for a few minutes for the brothers to freshen up. Tonight is the last of the odd nights. So, you know, they say when you're doing the home run, so then at that time you have to be very, you apply yourself. You reserve all the energy for that home run. So we should say to ourselves, this is our last chance. So let's put our heart and mind, in the few minutes that we have of this last night. May Allah Ta'ala inspire. So let us freshen up and be ready for the next program, inshallah. About 5 minutes.